Hello, and welcome to GCSE Food Prep Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in your food preparation and nutrition course, food safety legislation and regulations. Now, I know legislation doesn't sound like the most exciting topic, but trust me, this is absolutely crucial for your exam success. Understanding the Food Safety Act 1990 and the regulations that flow from it could be the difference between a grade 6 and a grade 8. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's make food safety law crystal clear. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what environmental health officers can do, why HACCP systems are legally required, and how to answer those high mark questions with confidence. Let's start with the foundation, the Food Safety Act 1990. This is the primary legislation in the UK that makes it a criminal offense to sell food that's unsafe, unfit for human consumption, or falsely described. Think of it as the umbrella law that covers everything. Under this act, food businesses have a legal duty to ensure food is safe at every stage from delivery to service. Now, here's where students often get confused. The Food Safety Act is primary legislation, but flowing from it are the Food Safety and Hygiene Regulations 2013, which give us the specific rules. These regulations are where we find the requirement for HACCP systems, the rules about temperature control, and the powers of environmental health officers. Let's talk about those EOs because they're exam gold. Environmental health officers have three key enforcement powers you absolutely must know. First, they can issue an improvement notice. This is for less serious breaches, and it gives the business 14 to 28 days to fix the problem. If they don't comply, that's when things escalate. Second, there's the emergency prohibition notice. This is immediate closure used when there's an imminent risk to health, like a serious pest infestation or dangerous contamination. The business must close immediately, and it stays closed until the risk is removed. Third, we have the prohibition notice, which is issued for serious or persistent breaches, often after a business has failed to comply with an improvement notice. This can prohibit the use of specific equipment or premises until standards are met, and it can lead to prosecution, unlimited fines, and even imprisonment for up to 2 years. Now, let's talk temperatures, because this is where marks are won and lost. The danger zone is 5 degrees Celsius to 63 degrees Celsius. Below 5 degrees, we're in safe, cold storage, refrigeration territory. Above 63 degrees, we're in safe, hot holding. But in that danger zone, bacteria multiply rapidly. The regulations require that high-risk foods are kept out of this zone, cold food must be stored at or below 5 degrees, and hot food must be held at or above 63 degrees. HACCP stands for Hazard Analysis and Critical Control Points, and it's a legal requirement for all food businesses. It's a systematic approach to identifying, evaluating, and controlling food safety hazards. You need to know the seven principles. Conduct a hazard analysis, determine critical control points, establish critical limits, establish monitoring procedures, establish corrective actions, establish verification procedures, and establish record keeping. Examiners love to ask about HACCP because it shows you understand how legislation translates into practical systems. One more crucial concept. Due diligence. This is a legal defense. If a business is prosecuted under the Food Safety Act, they can argue they took all reasonable precautions and exercised all due diligence. But here's the key. They need evidence. That means temperature logs, training records, supplier checks, cleaning schedules. Without documentation, there's no due diligence defense. Right, let's talk about how to ace those exam questions. First, command words. If the question says, explain why HACCP is a legal requirement, you need to link it back to the Food Safety and Hygiene Regulations 2013 and explain that it's a systematic way to prevent food safety hazards, which is the legal duty of every food business. If you see, discuss the role of environmental health officers. Structure your answer around their three types of notices: improvement, emergency prohibition, and prohibition. Don't just say they inspect premises. Be specific. They have the right of entry, the power to seize unsafe food, and the authority to close businesses immediately if there's an imminent risk. Common mistakes? Vague consequences. Don't write, the business could get in trouble. Write, the business could face an unlimited fine imprisonment of up to 2 years for the owner and permanent closure. Examiners want precision. Another mistake, confusing HOs with trading standards officers. Trading standards deal with labeling, weights, and measures. ESHOs deal with hygiene and safety. Keep them separate. And please, always apply the specific temperatures. Don't say, keep food cold. Say, store high-risk foods at or below 5 degrees Celsius to prevent bacterial growth in the danger zone. Okay, quickfire time. Cover your notes and answer these in your head. Question 1. What are the 3 types of notices an HO can issue? Question 2. What is the temperature range of the danger zone? Question 3. What does HACCP stand for? Question 4. What is the maximum prison sentence under the Food Safety Act for serious offenses? Question 5. What is the legal defense called when a business shows they took all reasonable precautions? Answers: improvement notice, emergency prohibition notice, prohibition notice, 5 to 63 degrees Celsius, hazard analysis and critical control points, 2 years, due diligence. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. So to wrap up, the Food Safety Act 1990 is your primary legislation making it illegal to sell unsafe food. The Food Safety and Hygiene Regulations 2013 give us the specific rules, including HACCP requirements and temperature controls. Environmental health officers enforce these laws with 3 types of notices: improvement, emergency prohibition, and prohibition. The danger zone is 5 to 63 degrees Celsius, and businesses must keep food out of this range. And remember, due diligence is your legal defense, but only if you have the documentation to prove it. This topic is worth serious marks in your exam, so make sure you know the specifics. Use the exact terminology, cite the temperatures, name the notices, and always link back to the legislation. Thanks for listening to GCSE Food Prep Essentials. Keep revising, stay focused, and you've got this. See you next time.